early years, I asked everybody about the message, and I couldn't understand why, for all at the place that I was at, which was a place in the country, I couldn't understand why people were keep coming back to the joint. And it was just all guys here. And this guy, Lou, German, that was so he passed away. I had the privilege to walk into the gate. And I asked him. Norm, you know, they're all going to pull inside when they leave the gate. They leave the meeting. They leave the members inside the gate. And I carried that out with me when I left the joint. And the meeting that I discovered, and it took me a long time, I discovered that I need to take the message home with me. And it wasn't just clean and being grateful and all that. There was a lot more involved. I've seen people not treating their kids well, seeing how they treated their wives, their employees, employers, even the poor person that's standing with all those coupons. On the market, and you got one item, and you got a bee, and bringing out those cucumbers under those coupons, and you get an attitude. I've seen all that, and the message for me when I was in the meeting was, I need to carry this with me. I need to carry it out. And it was difficult. You talked about the early days, and I have to apologize if I happen to bring the word mother program, that's what I use. I've been asked a lot here, are you the, the people, the word, I don't want to use it. And did you go to, mother program. It's just, there's a lot of questions to talk about. It wasn't good. Everything I say is okay. It's my opinion, and it's okay. If I offend you, it's okay. I heard the gentleman up there earlier say, just take it to your sponsor. It's a nice way to take it. But anyhow, I would say to them, if there's only four meetings in the world, and you just have to be, and there's not one on a Sunday or a Friday, what would you do? Where would you go? And I just leave it at that. And decide what you want to do. For me, when I got here, and I'm just as desperate today than I was almost 47 years ago. Because, I know that this disease kills. I also know it's a very loving disease to work the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And the program is a social gathering, but then it's also a loving gathering if you wish it to be, in a change of life situation. And I know it's really difficult because my road from the beginning until now has been like a roller coaster. I've been very, very, very fortunate in the last 8 years of these 4 to 6 years to be on the right road. And this road was introduced to me. And I'll get to that down the road a little bit. But my text helped me, and we can all read the book, read the literature, hear people speak, and we can find ourselves thinking a different way from what they're saying, and what the book is telling us. But I can get out of that book that I'm supposed to be comfortable in this life. I'm supposed to be loving in this life. got interfered when we're reason why I was here. I didn't know what. I just know that I was desperate. I got tired of being sick and tired, and I wanted to do something. But I didn't like what I was getting. Started using when I was 9 years old. 9, 10 years old of age. That's when I started running away from home. And I got busted up to Detroit, Michigan at 13. And they sent me back to North Carolina. That's where I was at. And they sent me to 11 months. Rocky Mountain, North Carolina was wonderful. If anybody knows what that's at. I had such a good attitude, they kept me there 4 years. And I did all the things, just the opposite of those spiritual principles that I spoke of. Talk about somebody that was angry, a kid that was angry and hateful, spiteful, and not knowing what was happening, and the abandonment as I felt. I didn't know that I was feeling it, but he was reacting from it. My family had already left North Carolina when I got sent, and they went back to California, and I was very new in my thing. And in the 50s, I was flying over here on a plane. I was sitting next to a black man. And we were talking. And I said, in the 50s, this here would never have happened. Never would have happened. You sitting next to me and we're talking? No. And then I shared an experience I had in North Carolina. And anyway, I know about it. So I won't have to get into that part. But anyhow, I was in this place, and they believed in the cat of nine tails. And they believed in the logs, and they believed in, when they locked you up in the cell, they believed in taking all your clothes off in the summer over there, and all you had was a roll of toilet paper to cover you up. The cat of nine tails is a herd. Every time you run away, you've got 25 legs. And they tie you over a chair like that with no clothes on. It would seem as though you would quit the first time you would run away. But the exciting part is, it's just what I felt right now when we laughed, because you were there, you were in the moment, and it was a good moment, it was a loving moment, it was a good laughter. But when I walked out of the gym, and my homeboys were over there, they wanted to see if I was going to cry or not, right? No. I learned not to do that a long time ago. They were kind of giving thumbs up, like saying, all right, man, you owe me blood, dude, You get that off my mind, it's not better, Shut it down the walkway, and the next thing you know, you hire an ankle thing around you, and you have to carry the big round log, and they took it to the bathroom, to dinner, and everywhere. But the program was somewhat the same way. It seemed like I couldn't get the message in certain areas of my life. So I had to be advised. And today, there's a long time to learn. Today, there's a little light bulb back there. And what that light bulb does, it says, ding, no. You've been there, done that, you don't want to do it again, you don't want to pay the price. And that's like the golden record. It goes on, sometimes it goes on for a second, sometimes it needs to go on for a little bit longer than that. And I was asked one time, or I heard it said, and they're talking about a bad day. You know how we get so traumatized, and we start talking to our sponsor or person next to us on a bad day and go to the And I don't believe that we ever have, I don't believe that we ever have a whole bad day. I believe that we've had moments. I have moments within a 24-hour period that have a bad day. But not a whole day. For me, I was taught really early in North. If you're having a bad day, start thinking of something positive. Start being grateful. Our program talks about that. And again, I need to be comfortable inside. when there was only a few meetings around, and I could go into LA County parole, I had a really understanding parole agent. And he says to me, you know, you have to do the mother program. I use the word mother program. Please, right? All of you know what that is. Now, you can go, I'm going to write you a letter today, you can go to LA County. But when I ask you about the meeting, you need to tell me, and you need to let me know what meeting you went to. But I don't want to hear about that other meeting that you went to. So when I went to LA, I went to two meetings. Moved off somebody's house. Because in the early years, Gene can for that. You'll probably remember some of the old timers. That meeting is in people's houses. It was against the law to me to associate with that until 1973, when the law was passed. That was okay to do that. You know, I sit here and I look over it, and when I was in Spain, I looked up on the page where I was in front of the world, and I turned around and looked out there and said, thousands of people. And, you know, it just blows me away. It's really blows me. How much love there is in this meeting right this second that's generated because our Creator, my Creator, has got inside of us. And we treat it like it's a new plant. We water it every day. It's growing. You know? It just keeps growing. Each individual. And that's what I see when I see this kind of thing. I see the beauty within what is here. And it just blows me. Again, I use that word a lot. It just blows me away. You know? Because I know me. And I know
five people at the meeting, we had 10, and 15.
I got up, I opened the door, I walked down. He said, it was all there. morning, and they're going to meet us on Sunday at 12 o'clock, and they're going to give you lunch, and at 1 o'clock the meeting starts, at 3 o'clock you're all over, and just come back home. I'm okay, great, that sounds good. And this was 1968, I believe it was, 67, 68. And so the time got ready to come in, you know, it comes closer and closer, and all of a sudden, I'm back where I'm going. And so I called him, I said, Chuck. Well, in the meantime, he told me to get somebody. And I asked around, you know. And in the early years, it's hard to get somebody to go someplace. So I had to ask for a lady on the other program, who was one of the few ladies that were able to share her addiction to the mother program. Nobody messed with her. You know, they didn't tell her to sit down, shut up, and go out. And in fact, they don't, she'd get up and go over there and meet us.
Talking to yourself, you know what I'm saying?
1990 to now is how many years? Could be changed, you know. And I didn't see that then. And that's what I mean by the Creator gives you something in prayer, and sometimes it takes a little time for it to come. But when it does, if you're in your right mind and you're clothed, you got clothes on, you know. And there's almost shame, you know. It appears, you know, it appears, it's there. Along that center, you know, there's a lot of good sponsorship, the debt, and that's where the debts come into play. And then what all you do here, these kinds of things, and your home group. I'm a firm believer in the home group and a firm believer in the sponsor.
Really good.
Christ not of then and now? Is the same? Is the same. The same Spirit is there. The same Spirit that was there is here. It's just that there's more of it. That's the only difference. The Spirit is still the same. You have it, and I believe that you all have it, but it's what you want to do with it. What you want to do with it while you're in the program, what you do with it outside, or what you're going to do with it in that circle. And for me, I like being in the center. And I don't need any praise for it. It's just what I have to do to stay sane, because I did the same. I had a very close friend, God bless his soul, 28 years. His wife celebrated 31 years. She should have seen us together. All right, babe, you're the newcomer. And just played with each other that way. But Cindy and Ray. And Ray on Thanksgiving 2 years ago, he had a big party at his house. He lived in a big house in Anaheim, you know, $1.5 million home, sitting up there, traveled all over the world, purchaser, buyer, seller. And he called me right back and said, well, gotta go get some more ice or something. And he jumped in his truck and went over there. 2 days later, they found him. He had a note on his dash, can't take it no more. I'm dead. Overdose. That was in November. And then in January, Cindy took a case of 31 years. And 4 months later, she was dead. She took one too many pills to kill the pain. That tells me that I gotta be careful. Me?
Yep.
I gotta be careful because, see, that could be me. It doesn't make any difference how much time one has or how much service, because when they got up there and they had a memorial for Ray, you should have seen the number of babies that he had. Yes, they came up there and said that Ray was instrumental in them to believe in a power greater than themselves. Right? Was instrumental. It was just unbelievable. Cindy, the lady friend that she sponsored, was basically the same way. I knew Cindy ever since she was 18 years old. She used to come over to my house and sleep on the floor. Whining and crying because her both brains are making a lot of babies. So I don't make any difference how much time you have or how much spirituality you have or whatever, you know. The moment is what we have. And I knew his dad was the manager of the La Mirada Country Club. And I said to myself, I didn't say it out loud because he kind of stupid, I said to myself, the whole team did it.
One more story that I told, and it's a quick one. I got operated from here to here. They cut
be there when you go to sleep, and we'll be there when you wake up. That's what our Christ promised to God. I cared, no worry, I trusted you. How many of us trusted it initially when they came over and we give them $20 and pay them off, and you're just sitting there and you're just sweating, and
Thank you.